Test 1. Listening, Part 4. Exam practice. You'll hear an interview with a boy called Jamie Davidson, who has just tried rock climbing for the first time. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at Part 4.
Today I'm with 15-year-old Jamie Davidson, who's just taken up rock climbing. Jamie, tell us all about your first climb. You went to a climbing centre, didn't you?
That's right. I'd wanted to go rock climbing for years, but my family weren't keen. Then the youth group I belonged to organised a trip to the centre, and that's how I found myself setting off on a weekend beginner's course. It turned out that the centre was set at the foot of some very high and scary-looking rocks. And there was a sailing school a few miles away too, although the sea always looked a bit rough where we were.
So how did it feel when you first put on all your climbing equipment?
A bit strange, really. There was loads of stuff, and we had to make sure everything we were given fitted perfectly. For example, it was important that the shoes we wore would grip the rocks properly and wouldn't slip. We also had lots of different ropes and hooks to attach us to the rock face, which our guide told us all about, and we had to put it all on in the right order. I didn't really begin to feel like a proper climber until I got it all on. Then I finally felt ready to tackle whatever lay ahead, and off we went.
So tell us something about your guide.
Well, he was called Max, and he was only 23. He'd done his first climb at the age of 15, like me. He told us that we should always climb with a smile on our faces to show everyone what a great time we were having. I wasn't convinced. But once we started, I began to see what he meant. He also got us to check the whole length of our ropes, which I could see was important. He told us that the good climbers do that on every climb, in case the ropes had developed a weakness in them.
So how easy was it once you started to climb?
Well, Max led us up the rocks at quite a speed. He obviously didn't have any problem finding things to hold on to, but I certainly did, sadly, and I really just wished I could keep up with him. A few drops of rain had started falling too, although I didn't really notice. I was too busy struggling to hold on to the rocks, and the tips of my fingers were really hurting, but I was determined not to let any of that stop me. I was going to get to the top.
And then Max told you to try letting go of the rock, didn't he? How did you feel?
Oh, that was the hardest moment. He said he wanted to train us to trust our equipment so that we wouldn't feel scared, and I was fairly happy everything was secure. There was a moment, though, when I couldn't help wondering, when I saw the ropes tightening under my weight. But most of the people in my group were having a go without any problems, so that made me feel better.
And eventually, you and your group got to see the view from the top, didn't you?
Yes, we did. It felt like a bit of a reward for the climb, as although you couldn't exactly see for miles because of the mist, there were loads of birds just flying around above our heads and over the treetops. The whole scene was just like I'd seen in the posters for the climbing centre, and it brought back memories of looking out right from the top of a castle we visited once on holiday. That was amazing too.
So what did you do when you got to the top?
Well, we had a kind of group picnic for lunch, where everyone shared all the different food they'd brought, which was lucky as mine was still back at the climbing centre, so I felt rather bad, but no one minded. The sun was quite hot, but we were able to take off some of the thick clothing we were wearing. It was all very relaxing after a tiring climb, and I'll definitely go climbing again, except next time I'll take a slightly better camera than I had this trip.
Right. Well, thanks very much for talking to us, Jamie.